Great to have your company. Heading back to your calls very, very shortly. 1300 736 736. If you'd like to join me, jump on the line now. 1300 736 736, and I'll come to your calls shortly. The PFA CEO, the head of the Players Association for Australian Soccer, John Didlitzer, has been good enough to join me to talk about the situation facing the A-League players right now. John, welcome back to the program. Great to have you back on again.
Anytime, Dwayne. Thanks for the call.
The news today, Wellington Phoenix haven't travelled to Australia, and it's a difficult situation now, this self-isolation period as to what is and isn't allowed for general populace, let alone for players themselves. So what are you hearing? Can they train when they get here together? I presume not. They have to train alone. And, you know, do they have access to a gym at any time? I presume not as well.
Yeah, it probably speaks to the complexity of this and the rapid change of each of the moving parts. So, you know, we're doing our best to stay ahead of what's happening as a union, to keep the players advised. But clearly, you know, as this case study demonstrates, it's a hugely challenging task to do that. The Wellington boys, from what we've understand from speaking to the players and the clubs, were scheduled to travel tomorrow. I'm pretty sure tomorrow's Wednesday. I'm losing track of the day, yeah, to be honest. They were due to travel on Wednesday. There had been some assurances received that upon arriving in Sydney, they'd be able to train at a centralised venue that was self-contained, that had, you know, accommodation quarters, football fields, various other gyms and the like, so the players would be able to, at some level, continue to train and work with each other. But, you know, that was a few hours ago, and these things are rapidly changing. So if the government shifted their position, if the clubs have shifted their position, we haven't received notice of that. That was our understanding as of a little while ago, that that was in place and it had been ticked off by everybody. In terms of the players, you know, they've had to make some really difficult decisions themselves. We've got a number of players, one of whom, whose wife just gave birth. We've got another player whose wife is heavily pregnant, I think 36 or 37 weeks pregnant, from Australia, and she's living in New Zealand at the moment with her husband and weighing up whether or not she flies across back home to have the support of family. So the players are being put in the sort of position they never thought they'd be in, like many of us, but certainly it's incredibly challenging. As we've seen from the Wellington situation, there's so many different layers to this and so many different people whose lives have been jolted.
So do you think the Wellington Phoenix, I mean, they could jump on a plane with one set of parameters in their head and arrive in Australia and the situation's changed 3 hours later. So it's such a fast-moving picture. Do you think the Wellington Phoenix will travel? How do you think, what are they thinking at the moment?
Well, my indication is that they will travel. We've heard nothing to the contrary, but you're certainly right, Dwayne, to suggest that things are moving quickly whilst people are in midair. That was a situation that we grappled with Melbourne Victory last week, where we'd received assurances the players would be entitled to return to Australia without prejudice. And, you know, as they were running out to warm up, they were hit with the news that they had to self-isolate for 14 days because there were no more flights out of Wellington that evening. So this is, you know, the dynamic nature of this, and it's really, again, it's really challenging to forward plan too much whilst you're trying to, you know, piece all these things together.
So are you happy with the fact that the season's continuing, or do you think it might be better off being called off?
No, I think in a perfect world, you'd press pause on the season. I think we had a really good, solid delegates meeting yesterday where players, you know, spoke strongly and in a really intelligent way about the challenge this is posing for everybody. And, you know, the way we looked at it was our first obligation is to the public health, is that we need to ensure that by continuing the league, we're not exacerbating the broader public health concerns that exist. You know, you've got players' individual health and that of their families that they're acutely concerned with. And that's always at the top of the list, but equally the players are acknowledging the the impact of the economic impact should the league go in a hiatus, and what flows as a consequence of the Fox Sports broadcasting deal. If the broadcasting deal can be terminated as a consequence of pausing the league, you throw the livelihoods of, you know, all 250 A-League players and another 160 W-League players into absolute disarray. So in many ways, the discussion to save their health needs to be coupled with this economic decision. You know, we need the broadcasters, the government, and the FFA to be, and the club owners to be talking about how they can avoid, you know, the sort of situation that nobody wants to countenance. Is that not only might players be exposed to illness, their livelihoods will be taken away from them completely. So it's a really horrendous situation that we're having to work through now. And then finally, you've got the general integrity of the competition. If you do finish the season off because you have these commercial commitments, because we're so close to the finish line, there is a strong sense to really get through it. And, you know, from the players, we've got 5 games to go, let's push through. And then the integrity of the competition is potentially brought into question as well. So these are the different considerations that we're working through with the players, and there's no simple answer, and that's the reality. Somebody's going to eat a brown-coloured sandwich through this process, and, you know, we just need to ensure that long-term we're safeguarding their interests.
And finally, have you spoken to any Melbourne Victory players who are in self-isolation and how they're coping personally? Have you had that direct contact with them?
Yeah, our team met them at the airport yesterday and provided them with a little kitty of, you know, hand sanitizers and face masks and a little show bag of coronavirus goodies. And, you know, we've had our team reach out to them today to make sure that they're okay. And you've been dealing with the club on a regular basis with the CEO, Trent Jacobs, about what we put in place over the next 2 weeks to ensure that they're, from a mental health perspective, they're okay. It's not like they get to jump on a laptop and do 6 hours work.
Yeah.
You know, their life has been, as a part of a team, as a part of a group, keeping fit, keeping active, that's their life. And to have to abandon that is challenging. And then have to reactivate playing professionally, you know, maybe on the 15th or 16th day is horrendous. So it's, yeah, a big, big challenge for the game. And we need great leadership. We need to prioritise the health and safety of our constituents, both in the immediate term, but also for the long term. And at some point, you know, we're going to have to make decisions that, you know, are challenging. But let's hope that we're not going to disproportionately burden one group of players or people with that, and ask them to carry that burden for the entire game.
John, difficult times for everybody involved in this world, not just in the world of sport, but appreciate you joining me to tell me and our listeners what you're doing for your players overall and where the A-League's headed in the immediate future. Thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate you jumping on the phone.
No worries, Dwayne. Happy to share that.
John Didlitzer joining me, PFA CEO, the head of the Players Association for Australian Soccer. Let's get back to your calls, 1300 736 736. Steve from Sunshine before a break, and then more calls. You there, Steve?
Yeah, I am. Good afternoon. Just like to request from SEN to let's start a campaign to start thanking all the scientists in Australia who are doing all the hard work while we're worrying about footy or sport or whatever we are doing. I think it's about time we put all our efforts into thanking all the people in the labs and all the staff themselves that are working on something that hopefully will bring this thing to an end. Not so worry much about today and tomorrow, but let's worry about thanking the people who are doing all the hard work.
No, fair call, Steve. I appreciate your call, and I think everyone in this world right now appreciates all the people that are trying their hardest to save lives and trying their hardest to get this thing beaten. This is a sports entertainment network. It's SEN, that's what it stands for. So we're talking sport and we're talking entertainment, obviously. And it's a bit of a relief and a release for a lot of people who want to talk some sport in these hard times as well. So it's a difficult mix for us as on-air people and producers, as well as to give you the mix of news on the coronavirus front and the way it mixes in with sport, but at the same time giving people an opportunity to talk some sport and talk some footy, nuts and bolts of footy, given that it's about to start on Thursday night and we've got some games to talk about, which would be nice, if it goes ahead, of course, because it's changing so rapidly. Take a break. More of your calls after it. 1300 736 736.